Well, good morning, everyone. If you can't see the front, and especially if you're a child here this morning, then do make sure you get yourself in a position where you can see. There are some places down at the front here, or just make sure you're not sat right behind a pillar, because I've got something here that I would really love you to see. Now, are there any really intelligent people in this church who can tell me what's wrong with this present? What's wrong with it? It hasn't got your name on it. No, it hasn't got your name on it. The problem with this present is it's a Christmas present. And today is, you can see because of the Christmas wrapping paper, it says, Happy, Merry Christmas. And today is Easter, Good Friday. When I was setting this up this morning, the band who played so well this morning, haven't they? And they turned up and one by one, they all said, Will, it's Easter. And I said, I know, I'm a vicar. We know these things. But I want to start with thinking today about Easter and about Good Friday, the day that Jesus died. But I want to start by thinking about Christmas and when he was born. At Christmas, now could you guys just come down a little bit off these steps there? That's perfect, great. At Christmas, we remember that God so loved the world that he gave his son. And I've got this present here, and it's got a label. It hasn't got your name on it. Well, it sort of has, actually. It says, to the world, lots of love from God. At Christmas, Jesus was born, God's gift to the world. And when he was born, people of his day, the people of his day, were very excited because this boy, this child, they'd heard, was born to be a king, the king. He'd come to be the Messiah, the promised one. And so they were very excited to see what this child would do as he grew up. And I've got this present to help us think about Jesus, God's gift to the world. And I, no one else here, I am going to unwrap it on my own. So if I can pull the right bits, I'm going to take the ribbon off. I'm sure there's lots of people who would like to help me, but they can't. It's mine. Now, in some theological circles, there is a debate about whether or not it's right to call God he. To what extent is God male? And I don't really want to enter into that debate, but the standard of this wrapping might have some bearing upon it. So, here we go. A present. And again, it says on the present, to the world from God. And I want us to, do you want to know what's inside? Yep, good. I'm going to show you. What do you think might be inside this present? Do you think it, do you think it's chocolates for every single person in this church? Do you think it might be? Do you think it might be an Easter bunny? Or a whole family of rabbits. I'm going to open it for you, and we're going to see that, oh, it's empty. There's nothing in it. And that is very disappointing. Go and sit down just on the thing there, would you go and sit down on the thing? Go and sit on the floor just there. Very disappointing. Very confusing, not what we were expecting. We said that this present was to help us think about Jesus, God's gift to the world. And you know, when Jesus was born on this earth, he grew up and he began to teach people. And some people were very disappointed. They found him confusing because he didn't do the things that they were expecting. And he didn't behave in the way that they wanted. They wanted him to spend time with all the religious people rather than the ordinary people. The Jews wanted him to throw out the Romans and sort out all their problems. They found him confusing and disappointing. And they found him so disappointing that they started to get angry. And they got so angry that they killed him. And they put him to death on a cross. Whoop. And only when they saw him up on the cross, and in the weeks and the months and the years that followed on from that, as they thought about what he had come to do, did they really truly understand the gift that God had given them at Christmas? That they remembered the words of the angel to Joseph, his earthly father. Do you remember what the angel said? You will give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And suddenly what seemed disappointing and confusing began to make sense. I'm going to hang this up here on the pulpit. My thing that was meant to keep it all held neatly together fell apart. Slightly disappointing, but there we go. You've probably heard it said before that, let me just find out where I am. Where am I here? That if our greatest need in life had been information, then God might have sent us a teacher. A teacher's a wonderful. And Jesus came to teach. But there was more than that. If our greatest need in life had been technology and progress, perhaps God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need in life had been money, wealth, then perhaps God would have sent us an economist. But the Bible says that our greatest need is forgiveness. And so God sent a Savior. And on the cross, as we know, Jesus took upon himself our sins. He died in our place so that we did not need to. And so that we could be forgiven and be friends with God now and forever. The people of Jesus' day were often disappointed by him. And I don't know if you, over the last year, have ever felt disappointed with Jesus. I think I have sometimes. Because he hasn't done everything that I expected. He hasn't answered all my prayers in the ways that I'd hoped. Perhaps if you look back, you've thought Jesus hasn't met your expectations. He hasn't sorted out all the problems that you would like him to have done. But we remember at Easter, on Good Friday, that Jesus did not come to do everything we wanted, but he came to meet our greatest need, which was for a Savior. And in dying on the cross, he met ultimately and perfectly our every need. So at Christmas, we remember that God so loved the world that he gave his son. And at Easter, we remember that God so loved the world that he gave his son. Born here on earth for us, lived here on earth among us, died on a cross for us. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we bring to you all our hopes and our fears. We acknowledge where we have felt perhaps disappointed by you. We thank you today, and we remind ourselves and one another what you came to do for us, and would we find in that and in you all our needs fully and finally and perfectly met. In your name we pray. Amen.